Praised be Jesus and Mary. When you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. St. Romuald was born at the end of the 10th century in Ravenna, Italy, which is in the northern part of that country. Soon he became a hermit and a reformer of hermits and a founder of monasteries of hermits throughout Italy. He is the founder of the so-called Camaldolese order of hermits. Dedicating his life to solitude, to the pursuit of God and silence, he was soon transformed from the old man into the new, sanctified by God in solitude, and he died in the year 1027, having reached old age. St. Romuald is an example for us of the absolute need that we have to seek solitude in life, to seek that aloneness with God, which means effort, which means disconnecting ourselves sometimes from all the noise around us, whether it be television or internet or music or all the other distractions that distract us from God. And through this effort of solitude, putting ourselves, entering into the inner room of our souls, discovering God's presence within us should lead us to nurture that presence of God in our souls and to live in it, to abide in it. Because in the end, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but to lose his soul, but to lose God? Or, conversely, that solitude can lead us to perhaps, and it might be a scary discovery, but nonetheless, a sobering and a salutary one, to discover maybe an absence of God in the solitude, to discover some sin that is separating us from God and to move us to compunction, repentance, and a confession so as to rediscover God, so as to re-establish a relationship with Him, so as to readmit Him into the presence of our souls. For these two reasons, solitude is so necessary: to nurture that presence of God in our souls, or to readmit God to be present in our souls when we have lost Him. That's why we need solitude. And may St. Romuald help us to pursue solitude, so as to seek God, and so as to find Him and to abide in His presence all the days of our life. Praised be Jesus and Mary.